Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. This is episode 15 and we're looking at the week starting 9th March 2020.
It's been another busy week in the financial markets. What have been the key highlights?
Well, we've clearly seen coronavirus fears have continued to intensify. The number of new cases outside of China have increased sharply over the past week. And we've seen global policymakers starting to acknowledge that efforts to try and contain the spread of the virus appear to be failing, and that's certainly creating much more uncertainty going forward. Investors obviously becoming more and more concerned over the negative impact and disruption which is likely to come to the global economy. And in the FX market, that certainly has benefited the low-yielding currencies such as the Swiss franc, euro and yen. We've seen those currencies strengthen very sharply over the past week, driven both by some position liquidation, given their role as funding currencies, and also as well some pickup in safe haven demand as well. In particular, we saw dollar-yen towards the end of this week drop very sharply, just back below the 105 level. And to us, that just highlights that the yen safe haven appeal still remains very much intact right now. In contrast, though, the US dollar has weakened very sharply. That's for the second consecutive week. And that does mark quite a sharp turnaround in fortunes for the US dollar, which had until recently been threatening to break higher in February. But what we've seen is certainly over the past week, the dollar has been hit hard by the decision by the Fed to deliver an emergency 50 basis point rate cut. That was the first intermeeting rate cut we saw since October 2008, following the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And at the same time as well, we'd also highlight that the Fed was very clear that they have left the door well and truly open to further easing in the coming months as well. And that certainly has contributed to this sharp fall that we're seeing in US yields, which have fallen to new record lows. The 10-year Treasury yield fell to a low of just 0.69% at the end of this week. And this sharp fall in US yields that we've seen, that's been certainly a lot faster than yields from outside of the US. So that is leading to this compression of yield spreads against the US dollar. The kind of pickup that was available by holding dollars is fast diminishing, and that to us makes it kind of harder and harder to justify the dollar remaining at such overvalued levels, especially against the low yielding currencies.
And do you expect the ECB to quickly follow the Fed, Lee?
The ECB is under more pressure to deliver policy stimulus when they meet in the week ahead. That follows the decisions last week from the Fed, the Bank of Canada and the Reserve Bank of Australia, who all took a more proactive approach by lowering rates in response to the upcoming negative shock from the coronavirus. Downside risks to the Eurozone growth outlook are also posed by the sharp strengthening of the euro that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Certainly, if those gains were to be sustained, that would pose more of a challenge to the growth and inflation outlook in Europe going forward. And that's an additional problem as well for the ECB, which they could do without right now. We've seen the euro-dollar rate jump from a recent low of around 108 to just over the 113 level. And that is the sharpest period of euro appreciation since April 2017 to August 2017, when on that occasion the pair jumped quite sharply as well from around 106 to just over the 120 level. And we would also say on this occasion that we believe as well that there's also a heightened risk going forward that the euro's rebound could certainly extend further in the near term as we see a further liquidation of funding positions during this more risk-averse trading environment. The stronger euro as well reflects in part the view that the ECB has more limited room for manoeuvre to loosen monetary policy, certainly in comparison to other major central banks like the Fed. And while the ECB has not ruled out lowering their deposit rate deeper into negative territory, and that could prove effective in dampening euro strength, it is more widely expected though that the ECB will choose to focus more on the targeted credit easing measures when they meet in the week ahead. This approach could include a new TLTROs on more favourable terms, which are aimed at banks with more direct exposure to the virus-related disruption. In addition, they could also potentially increase their asset purchases to, say, 40 billion euros per month. And the focus of those purchases as well could focus more onto assets of corporate bonds, which are linked as well, more closely linked to the virus-related disruption. So overall, we feel that after the Fed's aggressive response over the past week, there's a much clearer risk now that the euro could strengthen further, especially if the ECB was to disappoint expectations for easing in the week ahead. Even if they push rates deeper into negative territory, that's something which could try to put a dampener on upward pressure on the euro. But we would caution still at this stage that even if the ECB was to deliver with a deposit rate cut next week, that may still not be sufficient on its own to stop the euro from strengthening here.
Great, thanks very much, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.